Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kaylee from Hilton wrote in extremely puzzled after another parent offered to give her son a quick 7-minute ride home from baseball, maybe once, twice a week.
Okay.
Then started Venmo requesting her for gas money.
I cannot. Again,
honestly,
things are tight all over. I do understand.
I don't see the problem with this, to be quite honest with you.
Seriously?
Not really.
They're neighbors. She's going there anyways. She's making money off the deal.
All right. Would love to hear from you guys. 585-252-9800 to text or call. Here's the original message Kaylee sent. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I could really use some outside opinions because my husband and I are not seeing eye to eye on this one. Our son is 12, plays travel baseball. And one of the moms on the team who lives maybe 10 minutes away offered to give my son a ride home a few times a week since our work schedules, they're crazy. Super nice gesture, right? After the second week, she started Venmo requesting me for gas money. $5 here, $10 there, sometimes even $15 if she says there was traffic.
What?
I thought it was a joke at first, but she's dead serious. My husband thinks I should just pay it to avoid the drama, but I'm sorry. It's not like she's driving him to another city. It's a 10-minute ride home. It feels tacky. She's turning this carpool thing into a side hustle is what it feels like.
No, she's literally Ubering your child.
Am I wrong for being annoyed? Would you keep paying or would you say something? Thanks for any outside perspective on this. I really do appreciate it, you guys. All right, that came in from Kaylee.
I'd find other arrangements. I would avoid the problem at all costs.
This is interesting. Would you pay $5, $10 for a 7 to 10 minute ride home, even though this was supposed to be a favor from the other parent? I think the polite thing to do would be to offer some gas money if they are driving your kid around, whether they offered to do it or not, because, you know, I mean, gas money, that adds up after a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if you're not going to give her money.
I need to know the proximity of which their houses are, their commute is, and if it's out of the way. If it's on the way, absolutely not.
These were Kaylee's words. 7-minute ride home from baseball. Once to two times a week.
Right. 7 minutes from the field, 7 minutes from their house, 7 minutes. We don't know that.
She's taking the kid home from practice. 7 minutes. So right. I'm assuming from the field to her house.
Right, but it doesn't, I mean, it's the girl's not living at the house, so she has to go home after that. So is she going 7 minutes out of the way and then driving 7 minutes back? Or is it on the way home to her home? That's the thing. Because if she's going home anyways and she's passing the house, she should not be charging because she's going that way anyways, whether the kid is in that vehicle or not. So don't sit here and try and Venmo request money. Why? Because a 7-year-old kid who's like 80 pounds is pushing on your exhaust
I don't think it has to do with weight.
Well,
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
The more weight you have in a car, the more gas you use. That's just how it goes.
Got to keep those windows up and turn the AC off. You know what I mean? Because that definitely puts a strain on the engine. Let's go over to Nikki texting in first. What do you guys think? Honestly, listen, Kaylee, I do appreciate you texting in. But if you're not going to offer her money, if she is driving your kid around, I don't know, maybe a gift card, a cup of coffee, something to show your appreciation. Nikki says, my kid rides with a neighbor to soccer sometimes. And one week she Venmo'd me $10 after the ride and I was pissed. I never agreed to pay for gas. I texted her back and said, thanks for the ride. But I thought this was a favor, not a business.
Mm-hmm.
And she got so upset. I got frustrated, but we worked it out. My advice, if she keeps asking, tell her politely that this was a favor and not a billable service.
Yeah, no, finding other arrangements. Thank you so much. Let's get to a text here. So here's what I would do about the gas money. Each car gets about 32 miles per gallon, and a gallon of gas at most right now is $3.21 at some places. I'm pretty sure that wherever she lives isn't 30 miles away from where the kids were originally. So I would give her gas money tailored to the amount since of mileage. So the amount that she's driving equates 5 to 10 miles, give or take. So she owes her $1.07 for gas. Just to be petty, I would pay her. She can't say anything about it since the other lady is already being petty as well. You're getting money. And she's getting overcharged at the end of the day.
She said one time she Venmo'd her $15 because of traffic.
Traffic? No, find other arrangements. I'm so good. You could throw your kid in an Uber for cheaper than that.
Hold on a second.
Give me a break.
Kaylee lives in Hilton. I mean, what traffic are we talking about? Let's go over to Lindsay. If this is how adults behave over a 10-minute ride, I'm never letting my kid carpool again. This mom offered, so no. You don't get to bill me afterwards.
No. No.
Someone said, wait, she offered the ride, then tried to make it a side hustle? No. I would text her back, sorry, I thought this was a favor. Yeah. So that's the situation if you guys are just tuning in. Kaylee from Hilton has a neighbor who offered to pick her son up, drive him home once or twice a week from practice. And it was that.
That's
a favor.
Like gifting someone something and then being like, but you owe me $5 a month for that gift that I just gave you. What? So, I never asked for the gift.
So she sent Kaylee a Venmo request for $5-$10 saying, hey, here's what you owe me in gas. Even though this was, I mean, it was supposed to be a favor. Good morning, guys. This is coming in from no name, but I love listening to how cheap people are, especially this mom who wrote into the show. My daughter rides with another parent to practice, and yes, it's a 10-minute drive, but $5 a week, that's nothing. I've always paid and never thought twice. The parent is helping. It's polite to contribute. My advice, offer her money and move on.
No, because at the end of the day, no. At the end of the day, people should, and most people do, have the wherewithal that at the end of the year, you get them one big, like, thank you gift. Thank you so much for doing this for me. It's not just like, yep, no, you owe me here. I'm going to nickel and dime you there. I'm going to pick you there and there and there and, like, count favors. Like, no, you did this for me, so I'm going to have to do this for you or vice versa. No.
So
that's not friendship.
If your friend was neighbor or friend was picking up your
I can't do it.
If your friend or neighbor was picking up your kid and driving them, like, let's say twice a week, that's 8 times a month, 8 round trips, would it cross your mind to maybe do some nice gesture or offer them something?
100%. Because I mean, who knows if the kid's a pain in the ass, if the kid's ready, whatever the case may be. Yes, do something nice. But you sitting there and billing me, you're out of your mind. That's not a friend. That's a business. That's a client. Okay? So
but
now your relationship is severed.
Well, yeah, it might be.
That kid will never get in that car ever again.
Oh, it doesn't sound like it. I bet you that kid's in the car right now. Derek says this woman
this is awkward for me.
This woman is trying to be a wannabe Uber driver under the table. My daughter's friend's mom asked for gas money after every ride to soccer practice, and at first, I paid to avoid conflict, but it kept escalating. And finally, I told her, we really appreciate the help, but for these short rides, we can manage. And she got defensive, but who cares?
At what point are you just filling up their gas tank? Because I don't know what she drives. I mean, obviously, probably a bigger car if she's a mom hauling multiple kids around.
We can all agree that a 10-minute ride from the baseball field to wherever, a 10-minute ride home, doesn't equate to $15. I think we can all agree with that. That fills up more than half your tank.
So she's
but there was traffic.
Just filling up her gas tank. Right.
And then we'll go to Krista, who says, good morning, guys. I don't understand. If someone's helping you out by driving your kid around, why wouldn't you want to thank them? If not money, maybe a small gift.
Nobody's saying that they weren't going to give her a gift. Nobody's saying that. What she's saying is the fact that you didn't even give me the opportunity to give you a gift because you just automatically Venmo requested me
a week later
an outrageous amount of money. First of all,
if someone's going to do something nice for you, you should absolutely go out of your way to pay them or get them a nice gift. I think that's what everyone's saying here. All right, guys.
Like, your friend shouldn't overcharge you. Period, point blank. That's not a friend.
Kaylee, thank you so much
for
the message.
Maybe there's some other things internally going on with me that I need to work out.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's nevertheless.
Yeah, of course. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for all the messages on this one. It's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential, and hopefully it will be just as dramatic.
I'm so triggered right
tomorrow
now.
Morning.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
What's the best, most random gift you have ever received?
For no reason whatsoever.
For no reason. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm excited because over the weekend, my brother gifted me one of the best gifts I've ever received. For no reason.
No, guys, he's jazzed. He's been talking about this all week long.
It's so exciting for me because I open this box and it's an old school Nintendo NES. It's not the original. It's a little bit more modernized, but it takes the old school Nintendo games, and I was just absolutely geeking out, and all of a sudden, just a rush of memories start I'm overwhelmed.
Wait, what is it called again? Nintendo what?
NES.
I just want to, for a visual.
Super Mario Brothers,
oh,
baby.
Wow. Yeah, this is really old.
Oh, yeah. This is very old.
Looks like a tape recorder.
I will never forget Christmas morning and my brother and I opening this box, and it was a Nintendo. And I just remember blacking out. And I cried so hard. It's got to be on VHS somewhere. I know my dad captured this moment, but it was the most memorable Christmas morning I think I've ever had. And I know some of you feel the exact same when you first got a Nintendo. I know, especially if you were born in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what some of you are thinking. What, you got to buy all the individual games you want to play?
No, knowing you, you still have some.
No, I don't.
Oh, that's shocking to me, but okay.
However, not true. And I don't know how they did it, but it's a dream come true. My brother also purchased one Nintendo cartridge, and it has a total of 600 Nintendo games stored on it. Not even that expensive, you guys. The Nintendo itself, with two controllers, like $30. The 600 Nintendo games, $40.
Seriously?
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Yeah, no.
The phone is going off.
D&D.
And you know what's so great is the other night I went to my brother's, and now we're getting my nephew and niece into all of these old school Nintendo games. And it's fun to play with them because my nephew knows nothing but Xbox and PS5. And then he had to downgrade to 8-bit video console video game system. And he's like, are these the graphics? I go, yeah, buddy, these are the graphics. He goes, oh, he was so deflated.
So the way that you're feeling right now about this, which I'm not going to lie, that's a really cool gift and it's very nostalgic and you're like back in that era of your life. That's how I felt when Disney Plus came out because I used to record all Disney Channel shows, Lizzie McGuire, That's So Raven, Even Steven, like the list goes on and on and on. And when they all came out in an archive in one place, kind of like the game that you're talking about.
Freaked out.
I was like, this is my 11-year-old Breeze is scream crying right now. Like, it's the reason this gift is so impactful and so amazing is because it's so nostalgic and you thought you would never see this again.
It was my childhood dream and it took a lot of convincing for Santa to bring it for Christmas. A lot of convincing. But is there a gift or something you guys have ever received that just instantly brought you back to your childhood? Text or call us 585-252-9800. But also, is this a turnoff for women?
No,
yes or no?
For sure.
Wait. I'm dying to know.
You lock yourself in your... I'm picturing it right now. You lock yourself in your apartment this weekend. You're going crazy. You out of nowhere just make a Twitch account. Now you're live streaming. Like, it's just... you're wearing the pinwheel hat. It's a whole thing.
I'm going to smile. It's just me and a case of High Noons this weekend.
Yeah.
Let me go over to Brett. Guys, Moose, 600 games, huh? This is a recipe for you to turn into a bum and never leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the goal, Brett, is to beat all 600 games this weekend. That's the goal. Contra, Battletoads. Oh my God. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's just skate or die.
This person says, oh my God, it was like the best day of our entire lives when we got the Red Racer Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers. Oh my Lanta. We were so excited. Best Christmas present ever.
Let's go back to my original question. Do people find this to be a turnoff? Ladies, I know some of you can't stand when you see a guy playing video games because for some odd reason that equates to him being a loser. Even if he's got a full-time job and a house, I just want to know. You know what I mean?
Well, you have an apartment and some people would qualify this as a part-time job, so...
Yeah, that's true. that might be true.
I'm dead.
But I remember too, like, I don't remember what Christmas it was, but also not just the Nintendo, because every year everything got better and better and better.
Yeah.
You went from Nintendo to Super Nintendo to Sega Genesis to Nintendo 64 to GameCube.
Yeah.
We had them all.
I only remember Nintendo 64.
Yeah, we had them all. But I remember my mom promising me, I think I was in second grade, and she goes, if you score an A on your test, I will take you to Toys R Us to get a Game Boy. I was like, can I get Zelda? She goes, yes. And I worked so hard, and I got an A on that test, and my mom was a woman of her word, and she took me to Toys R Us to get a Game Boy, and I remember crying in the car. It was very emotional.
Needless to say, he failed every other test after that.
Oh, yeah. I went right into special ed after that. Let me go over to Sonia.
He wasn't studying because he was playing his game.
The only time a guy playing video games is a turnoff is if he's playing 24/7. If he's obsessed and won't go out or hang out with me, yeah, that's odd. It's time to grow up. All right, who else is here? Ew, gross. I dated a guy who did nothing but play Call of Duty. And it got to a point where he started acting like he was a veteran and understood what it was like to actually fight in combat. Some of these guys who play video games are completely delusional. Yeah.
I'm dead.
Did he make you salute him every time you entered the room? He wears combat boots to bed.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 57 for the high today, but going to be extremely windy later. Almost 50 mile per hour winds. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It hasn't even been 2 weeks yet. And buying a home is the worst decision Breezy has ever made.
Guys,
respectfully.
I'm so defeated. Like, buying a house, I think, actually might kill me. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and now financially. No one prepared me for this. It's been 1 week and one full day of owning this home. This home in Fairport.
Makes
we
you
love
wonder.
It. We're loving it.
You do. You love it. It makes you wonder maybe a little bit if you bought a lemon.
But. Yeah, it does make me wonder. But I think the problems are fixable. But dare I share what's been going on? Because I want to share this because, and I know I don't want people to be like, I'm so sick of hearing you talk about all your house stuff, but it's relatable and I want advice because I have never been in this situation before. I know there's so many people that listen to our show that are homeowners, whether they be recent homeowners for the first time or they've been at this for years and years and they're pros. We had the smell problem. We fixed that. That was coming from underneath the crawl space, basically like a basement area. It was just a huge wide open window because there was no duct attached to that whatsoever. So that was smelling disgusting. Got it. Perfect. Fixed it. On to the next. We discovered a gas leak last night. We discovered a gas leak.
You can smell it.
Yep. We were smelling gas in our laundry room.
Okay, it was coming from the laundry room.
Yeah, which also has the utility closet with all of the, you know, furnace, hot water tank, etc.
Sure.
So we were smelling gas, and the same guy who was over fixing the HVAC also was working on that as well. It's all connected, right? So he goes to turn off the gas to kind of repair. He finds where the leaks are coming from and to repair the piping or whatever it is. He goes out to turn it off. He turns it off, fixes it, or so he thinks. He goes out to turn it back on.
Oh, that's when the explosion took place.
The handle broke off. The handle broke off.
Classic.
So now the gas can't turn back on because there is no handle. Because it's so old. Like, it's so outdated.
So, when you have HOA, this is something they handle?
No, we looked in our handbook. It's actually on us.
Oh, it's on you now. Okay, so this took place. Okay.
So, now we call it RG&E, the emergency line, because there's a gas leak. Right?
Sure, yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, like, we'll be right out. We don't want anyone to get hurt or anything. 3 hours later.
Nobody said, oh my God, though, right?
No,
nobody went
said
into
that.
A panic over the phone?
No, I said, oh my God. I was like, this is an emergency. You need to be out here within 5 minutes. They came, you know, 3 hours later.
Do you guys want to take bets on whether or not RG&E is going to send Breezy and Patrice a $10,000 bill in the mail?
I can't. So I guess my biggest question is this. We're working on getting this all fixed, and it was scary. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But then it raised more questions of, What is gas? What does it do? What is carbon monoxide? What does that do? Could we die? You know what I mean? Could we die?
You have a carbon monoxide detector in the house?
We just got one.
Okay, you're good there. As far as gas, anytime
but
anybody...
But that won't set off the carbon monoxide.
Not gas.
Meter.
No, not gas.
So...
But you smell gas. I mean, it's a disgusting sulfur smell. Anytime... Like, I used to have a gas oven in my apartment back in the day. And I used to walk in a couple times where I accidentally bumped the knob and gas filled the apartment.
Yeah.
And they say after a while, if you don't know how long the gas has been running, you don't want to open a door or a window because your house can blow up. That's happened to people.
Stop.
Yeah. Combustion. So you have to be very careful. You also don't want to light a cigarette. People have also done that.
Well, then I was like, should we be cooking? You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, the stove is electric.
It's electric. You have to be careful. But anytime you smell gas, you got to get them out there immediately. What's the next move?
So now they have to come back.
Are you sick and tired of having people in your house?
Oh, my God. At this rate, I've already hosted like 3 open houses. That's how many people have shuffled through our home, like with their muddy boots and their dirty shoes. And like, I get it. They're utility workers and they're not going to take their shoes off. But at the same time, it's like,
yeah,
I've had 6 strangers in my house in the course of 24 hours alone, mind you. Patrice is at work. And I'm just like, what do we do?
Let's go over to Judy, has some advice. Anytime you, Breezy, you smell gas, just try to avoid light switches, appliances, or using the phone inside the house, because any kind of small spark could ignite gas.
The phone? My cell phone?
Yeah, maybe she's talking about a landline, because I don't think a cell phone counts. But then again, why can't you use your cell phone at a gas pump?
Yeah.
Static electricity. Yes. Get everyone out immediately, including pets. Yes.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, we do have a dog. Like, I don't want to leave her there if we're at work or something. Like, I don't know what's going on. I just feel like being a homeowner's not for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did the right thing. You got a carbon monoxide detector. You got it. Do you have a gas detector in your home?
No.
Yeah. Take all the safety measures. You know, 2 women living together is scary.
Especially when it smells like absolute, you know what?
Right.
Between the gas and Lollipop Farm, it's like, okay.
Yeah. So our genie is going to come out and they're going to handle they'll handle it. They'll handle the situation.
Hopefully. I don't know if they have to replace the meter since the handle's literally sitting in a bush. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, they're going to replace everything. Trust me. You'll get your bill soon enough.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.